Good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. And now, a few words from the Honourable John Howard, Prime Minister of Australia.
We have agreed today on unusual laws for Australia. We've done that because we live in unusual circumstances. In other circumstances, I would never have sought these additional powers. I would never have asked the Premiers of the Australian states to support me in enacting these laws. But we do live in very dangerous and different and threatening circumstances, and a strong and comprehensive response is needed. I think all of these powers are needed. They go no further than is needed, but they go the necessary distance to do all we can to protect the Australian public. I cannot guarantee that Australia will not be the subject of a terrorist attack. No law can guarantee that, but I can say, as a result of the decisions taken today, that we are in a stronger and better position to give peace of mind to the Australian community.
The laws that Mr. Howard is talking about in that particular speech are the new anti-terrorism laws that the COAG summit, that is the summit that was held yesterday with all of the state premiers, have agreed to pass and help Mr. Howard pass in an effort to apparently protect Australia from the threat of terrorism. Under the new laws coming in, and they're being rather rushed through Parliament, apparently the drafts of the legislation are going to be available at state level in the next 3 weeks or so. Terror suspects can be locked away without charge for up to 2 weeks under now new preventative detention measures. Technically they have a right to a lawyer and trial, however the government does not have to produce the evidence for which they are accused. And the lawyer actually has to have security clearance and approval in order to see them. Control orders that can force suspects to wear tracking devices for up to a year, also limiting their freedom of movement, who they speak to and who they contact. Orders and detention are to apparently be subject to judicial oversight. And again, suspects entitled to lawyers and appeal, only if the lawyers have security clearance. Leaving luggage unattended in or near airports is to now be a criminal offence. Federal police are going to have intensified stop, search and question powers. New laws against inciting violence against the community and against Australian forces overseas under a new revamped Sedition Act. The jail term for sedition is now going to lift from 3 years to 7. The 12-month wait for citizenship in Australia is now going to increase to 3 years. There is a 10-year sunset clause after which the legislation has to be reviewed. It could be reenacted. There is going to also apparently be a review after 5 years. However, Mr. Howard's response when asked who was actually going to conduct the review was, well, we'll think about that in 5 years' time. There's also going to be a full-time federal police officers to patrol the 11 airports around the nation, or rather the 11 busiest airports around the nation. Mr. Howard said in that clip I just played that these laws go no further than is needed. But as you can imagine, after hearing things like that, the Muslim community and human rights advocates here in Australia are completely up in arms. And the Muslim community has branded these laws as fascist. And there is a huge worry that innocent people are actually going to get caught up in this wonderful search for terror suspects. Under these laws, and the figure of 800 terror suspects in Australia currently plotting suicide bombing missions has been bandied about by ASIO in the past 24 hours as a justification for passing these laws. Now, the President of the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, Mr. Von Dusser, came out today in a media statement saying that while there are a range of very positive initiatives, such as the National Code of Practice for CCTV a review of national transport security arrangements, there's a development of a national emergency protocol, a national action plan to further interfaith dialogue, and a development of national standards for the security industry. Each of these measures does, however, have a significant human rights implication. But is sacrificing basic human rights for security short-sighted, or is it merely pragmatic? As Mr. von Dusser has said, invasive laws of these kinds can only be justified by real ongoing risks of the highest order. Our leaders were given a briefing today by security agencies to satisfy them that these laws are needed, and it stands to reason that the community should also be given the same assurance by periodic public disclosure of the main matters underlying the current risk assessment, which are said to justify the continuation of these laws. It is a bit disappointing, I must admit, that the Commonwealth, which can only authorise a preventative detention for up to 48 hours, has circumvented the Australian Constitution and gotten the states to legislate 14 days without charge and without potential access to the evidence of which they're holding you. And I guess one has to wonder, how are these laws going to be used in the future, and who are they going to be used against? Mr. Howard says they're not going to be used against Muslims. If they're not, could these laws, and will these laws, actually be broadened to silence anyone who actually raises a voice of dissent against the government and its policies in the future, in the interests of national security? Also on the agenda, these laws are going to stretch themselves to the internet. Under the charge of sedition, you can now be prosecuted for putting up a call to blow yourself up in Australia, incite violence against the community, and again, voice potentially any dissent. Now, I am not in any way for terrorists, but I have to wonder how my country is going to fare under laws like this, which take away the most basic of human rights, which only allow you to see a lawyer who has security clearance, so now the government can vet who you have for a lawyer if you are detained under these charges, and also how they are going to be used in the future. The land down under? Maybe not anymore. It's starting to sound like a land down under the jackboot. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer, signing off.
It may have been Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway, filling up with gasoline, Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over luxury's disappointment. So he walks over and he's trying to sympathise with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner.